Mac?
Yes.
Mac?
Yes, sir.
How are you and the Panamanians?
We're in pretty good shape. I've got two questions for you. We're in pretty good shape vis-a-vis the press, and Tom Mann and I are agreed on how we handle all this. And the one thing the press is beating on is, was there a disagreement between Mann and us last night? And we're saying no, that there never was. We never did assure the OAS ambassadors. We told them we couldn't say yes, and we in fact said no a half an hour before they went and called their meeting, or had their meeting. And I think we can beat on that. We won't win all of it, but we'll do the best we can. Now, Tom has just talked with two of these five ambassadors again, and they raised two questions, and I have agreed with him as to what we recommend as answers. First, they want to know, is there anything else they can do? Would more mediation be helpful? We're inclined to say, no, thank you very much. You've done your very best, but we think that the problem is one of a meeting of minds between the two governments. We're led to do that because there's another report in that Solis has said that, the Foreign Minister Solis told the AP, Panama considers that the agreement announced by the United States is definitive, and that it implies that they will negotiate an agreement, that there will be a new treaty, and that the new agreement will be negotiated with the United States. Well, now, this is just another proof that there is no serious meeting of minds. We consider, it goes on Solis, that President Chiari's statement saying that we would resume relations when the United States was willing to sit down and negotiate a new treaty has been fulfilled. Well, it's a precise proof of what you were saying this morning. So, to the first question, we would say no, there's no meeting of minds between the two parties, and we just have to recognize that there isn't. Now, the second question, if Panama asks for an agreement on the basis of these two paragraphs, formally asks an agrément for a new ambassador, what would we answer? And our recommendation is that we would answer, why, certainly, if it is understood that there is no agreement by the United States to revise the treaty.
Okay, that's good.
So that's what I'll say to him, if that's agreeable to you.
Yeah, now let me see what it involves.
What it means, Mr. President, is that the Panamanians themselves have justified your judgment very clearly in the last 6 hours.
But what I'm asking is, to ask the new ambassador, would that mean that we had agreed on these two paragraphs?
It would mean that we, as you put it to me this morning, there's nothing wrong with these two paragraphs if they don't get misunderstood. And the thing that must not be misunderstood is whether there is any agreement by the United States in advance to any revision of the treaty. Now, they're not going to do this, Mr. President, because once you say that flatly, they're not going to be able to say this stuff that they're pouring out of Panama. I don't think you want to be in the position of backing off from those two paragraphs right this minute. I think you can, the other way of doing it, a still stronger way, is to say, well, if they do that, we will have to ask them if they believe that the United States has agreed to negotiate a new treaty, because we do not believe the United States has.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I don't think we have to face that.
No, we don't.
To us.
We don't. That is correct. The answer to that is we'll have to see that in the light of the circumstances, another way of doing it, just not say yes or no.
I suppose we all agree that we ought to agree to two paragraphs. Looks like to me we'd be in a hell of a shape with them saying that means a new treaty.
Well, I think the point is that what you'd like to do and what we can do is to say we do not regard, we now want to rediscuss, we want to reopen the question of what these paragraphs say, because if they can be read by Panama as saying that the United States is willing to sit down and negotiate a new treaty, then we misunderstand each other and we better begin again. You rather do it that way?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, though, I'd tell the Organization of American States what your problem is and let them continue to play with it so you don't...
You would let them go on playing with it. But we just think the language doesn't do the job.
Yeah, just say now...
Do you want them to go on and work
We think you've done a good job. Mm-hmm. We think it's all right, but you haven't got these people yet. What they're adding on to what you've done. They're saying, here's what Solis says, and here's what Chario says, and here's
what
Moreno
says.
And you've got to get them straightened out and make them quit lying, saying this...
That we've agreed to negotiate a treaty. Yep. Okay.
And
I can do it exactly that way.
How'd you get along with Hightower?
Hightower was fine except for a conviction that somehow there'd been a breakdown between Mann and the White House. And I simply said, no, Mann has been careful and faithful and precise, and he didn't come into us when there was some hypothetical question, but the moment there was a question whether they could announce it and we would agree that we were ready to go, he came to the White House, and the answer was no, and the answer no was in the hands of the OAS ambassadors. Now, that isn't going to stick all that hard, Mr. President, because...
No, but that's a fact.
That is the fact, except that he didn't make it as clear to them at the beginning that we were saying no as you made it to him, because he was hoping the Panamanians would say no first. But that's all. It is an absolute fact that they were told that we did not want an announcement of that kind a half an hour before they made the announcement. But as I say, there's more back and forth in it than there is in your own mind, because he didn't want to say no until he had to.
All right. Now, what did they say about my statement at the... What did Hightower say about that?
I explained the background of it, gave him what I then had, the Marino statement. I now have the Solis statement to add to it, and we'll call him back to pour that in. And he said, that's very clear, that's very understandable, and the only question it leaves in my mind is whether Mann and the President are on the same wavelength.
Well, they're telling me on the same wavelength. He called me and said that here's what they want to do, and I said, no, period.
That's what I said, Mr. President. But it didn't entirely sink in, I have to tell you that.
Okay.
Right, sir.
Bye.